I don't usually have to consult the Federal Communications Commission's website to see what words are appropriate for me to say on the air. But last week, the President of the United States used an extraordinarily ugly word in talking about Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa. Based on FCC regulations, if I were to quote him on any station airing For the Birds between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and a listener complained, the station could get a warning, a fine, or even lose their license, and I could be personally fined. So I'll have to be circumspect. A little more than a year ago, I spent 2 weeks in the Pearl of Africa. Uganda may be poor in terms of economics, which for the past few centuries have been measured in how successfully some countries and their corporations can exploit other countries and natural resources. The Americans in power right now consider economics in terms of short-term gains for themselves and the wealthiest people and corporations in the world, never in terms of long-term sustainability, how clean the air and water are, how robust and sustainable wildlife populations are, or how happy and healthy the poorest people are. While I was in Uganda, I got to see firsthand that although most of the people in the country are tragically poor, they're hardworking and generous-spirited, and the country has a wealth of natural resources. We spent part of the time in meetings and could only briefly sample the wildlife in most of the places we stopped at so we could cover more ground. But wow! The golden crown atop Uganda's national bird sparkles with a warmth and delicate beauty that mere metallic gold could never achieve. These crowned cranes are often kept in captivity. I saw my first at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin, but only in eastern and southern Africa do they live free in the spectacular natural environment they evolved in. I saw hundreds of new birds I could never have seen wild in the United States, nor anywhere else in the world except the place that our president thinks is an obscenity. I gloried in a rainbow of bee-eaters and sunbirds, stunning turricos and hornbills, storks and kingfishers, weavers and starlings. We saw well over 400 species of birds. And mammals? I'd never dreamed that I would be able to see giraffes, elephants, hippos, or warthogs in the wild. Just the variety of ungulates, hartebeests, cobs, oribes, amazed me. And what was more thrilling, seeing oxpeckers riding on the backs of African buffaloes, coming upon a glorious adult chimpanzee, seeing a pair of lions mating, or watching a mother elephant tenderly care for her week-old baby. I even spent my 65th birthday at Bawindi National Park's impenetrable forest with a group of mountain gorillas. Beyond the amazing wildlife, the best gift of that trip was the time I spent with Ugandan people. The two guides I spent the most time with and got to know the best were two lovely young people, Prosy and Dennis. Their brilliance and generosity, sharing their knowledge with warmth and kindness, marked them as truly rich in ways that a man with such a shriveled, impoverished soul that he could refer to their entire part of the world as an obscenity could never be. Money may be the measure by which shady New York real estate giants, casino owners with mob connections, and scurvy politicians appraise themselves and their holdings, but it isn't the way good people measure our fellow human beings or the beloved creatures with whom we share this planet. Our president's filthy word diminished us all. We Americans, Each and every one of us are responsible for the words and actions of our elected leaders, including this hollow man with his shriveled, impoverished soul. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.